What is going on, everybody? You have John Wangland here from Wrestling With Reality. Welcome to the show. Hopefully you're doing great wherever you're at in the world, wherever you're listening to this. Hopefully you're doing awesome. Hopefully you had a great weekend. If you're hearing this right around Father's Day when it comes out, if you're a father, hopefully you had a great Father's Day. Hopefully all is right in your world and you're doing wonderful and everything is going great for you. We welcome you to the show today. Hopefully you enjoy this quick listen tonight. This is going to be just a quick show, to be honest with you tonight. It's not going to be a long one. I had a lot of things I wanted to say, a lot of things I was going to say, and it's not the way I want to go about it. And as much as I want to do it, I'm not going to, because I want to do this the right way. And I want to say things the right way. And I want to put this the right way, because this is going to be the last show for Wrestling With Reality for a while. I don't know how long it's going to be for. It might be a week. It might be 2 weeks. It might be a month. It might be 6 weeks. It might be a year. It might be never that this show comes back. I have no idea. You know, I really don't. I just know that I'm in a place right now where I really want to take some time off due to some very nasty people, some nasty comments that were made, just because some completely fake, slanderous, defamatory comments from people who are just absolute awful people, man, just straight up. And there's three of them. It's not the two people. I'm not dropping names here because I don't want to give them the satisfaction to go over for you if you've never heard their shit to go listen to their stuff. But there's these three people that just are not good people. And it's not related to the two people that have worked with me in the past and done stuff with us. And I'm meaning Richie and Rob. This is not related to them whatsoever when I'm talking about those people, because I have nothing but good vibes and respect for both of those people and want them to do really great. So it's been a pretty crappy few weeks. There was a lot of bull crap and defamatory things that were said about myself and other people. And it really opened my eyes up to a little bit about things with podcasting, priorities in life, things that I want, things that I don't want. And I'm going to briefly explain that a little bit tonight. So when we started this show 2 years ago, myself and Jeff Max, and we started this to have fun, we started to have a good time. We started off, of course, like any podcast where we're getting a few hits here and there. And over time, it grew really well, really nice. We've had some amazing interviews. We've had stars on the show. It's been a really great run in regards to what we've done. And it way out just completely outdid all my original expectations of what we were going to do in a show. I never in a million years thought we would do the things that we did. And it's been really humbling because we put on a really consistent product over the last 2 years. You know, you pretty much get anything you want here on the show, whether it's real world stuff, wrestling, MMA, sports talk, whatever it might be. We've always given it to here in the show. And we have 292 episodes, you know, and there's great interviews that are put in there from various interviews that we've had throughout the time of doing the show too. So we've had some really wonderful episodes and some really wonderful contributors to it. Of course, I want to put, you know, Jeff Max in first. Jeff and I are best friends for 33 years of our lives. Always loved doing this together. Jeff and I started this in the beginning, did it the majority of the time together. He had to take a break for a while because of work and things he had to do. He had gotten a promotion at his job. He just didn't have the time to do it. And then shortly after we started, Jeff Miller started doing some stuff with me, another great friend of mine, and was always a contributor. Rad Rob contributed a lot when he came on the network. Richie did as well. You know, big parts of the show, you know, for a short period of time. Dean helped out there in Australia as well. And, we've had some great people along the way that have given us some great content and some great time for the show. And we've had great shows on our network, the Reality Check Podcast Network, lots of great shows, nothing but love for everybody out there. They've done some great things. And we made some great friends with people in the podcasting community. And we met some people that weren't so good. And those issues are long-winded, something I don't even wish to spend 5 minutes talking about tonight, because those people are not worthy of 5 minutes of my time, because that's exactly what I think of them. They're absolute lowlifes. And it is what it is, man. These people that live off hate, they live off awful things. They just dump on people. They shit on them. They make up falsities about them. They try to exploit content from things, just complete pieces of trash. And I'm not even going to go any further than that. And we've had some great shows on the network. I can't forget Chris, you know, my dad and Paul, Sonny, just so many different people along the way that have come through and done some amazing things. And we made some great friendships from it too. But the past few weeks have really been an eye-opening experience, you know, for me. And, you know, part of it stems to, you know, myself and Rob and Richie, we, you know, kind of had a little public split and we weren't really doing anything together. And there was some bad blood there for just a short time. You know, we've already rectified all those things and nothing but love and respect for those guys. And, you know, no harm, no foul for what was done. It is what it is. And, you know, I always appreciate, you know, all their contributions. And a lot of those other people were making awful and shitty statements and lies and defamatory things. And it is what it is on that. But it really opened my eyes up to a lot of things. And one of the things was I was guilty, I think, a little bit in here of some things that I've mentioned and talked to people about over the past few days. I really wanted to grow this out to be something huge and monumental. I wanted it to be this huge, huge thing. And we've had great success, mind you, just we've had really great success, way outlived my expectations. But I'm the type of guy, I'm a very driven person, and I'm never content ever, no matter what, on things. And I'm always chasing more and more and more. And I consume myself with it. And I just continue to keep pushing, 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 and doing it and getting it bigger and bigger and bigger. And I had to really come to the realization that along the way, I think I tried way too fast to make it as big as fast as I wanted it to. And once again, we had some wonderful successes and did some great things. We made some money. We met some great people. We were getting our name out there slowly but surely. We had a really nice following, you know, thousands of people a week listening to the show. It was really, once again, outlived our expectations. But along the way, you know, my mind got clouded with constantly trying to get more, you know, to get bigger, to do different, to do this, this, and this. And I really lost track along the way of what the important thing was, which is what we did when we started. It was to have fun. It was to talk about something we were passionate about with wrestling. And it was about helping people with doing stuff with our real life episodes that we do on real world topics and things that are going on. And I definitely lost track of that a little bit at times. And I've talked to several of my really good friends and people that have been contributing here this week, and I've expressed that to them as well. And, you know, I take full stock in that. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're going, going, and going, you forget what's important in life. And the most important thing is friends, family, and what's in front of you and doing the right thing. And when you get so one-tracked on being the biggest and the best all the time, you lose track of what's important. So I was doing so many shows a week. I was putting out shows for so many different people. And I was doing it because I wanted to grow it bigger and bigger. And I wanted to make other people's lives that we were working with bigger, bigger and better too for them. Give them better opportunities, make them some good extra cash, all that good stuff, you know, that we want, that I wanted out of it too. And I wanted it for other people and I wanted them to have it too. And I kept pushing and pushing. And honestly, I think I really pushed too hard on it. And I didn't just let it slowly morph into what it was going to be. I kept going and going and going, and I ended up burning myself out along the way of doing it. And here I am every night doing podcasts. I'm not spending time with my wife. I'm not spending time with my kids. I have a full-time job too. I'm up every night till 4 a.m. doing shows and putting things out. I'm always worried about the next content. How many downloads are we getting this day? How am I going to put this out to market it? All that stuff that goes involved on the backside of putting out a podcast. That's all I was focused on. And then these shitty people, man, coming out the last few days, these few people, and putting out all these things and saying all these things, and certain wrestling fans of theirs and just nutty fans that they have, and just people in general, you just see the shit of people, and just you see the worst side of people, and you just see the things that you don't want to see, and it makes it not worth it to you, and it makes it so you need to take a break for a while. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Wrestling with Reality is going to go on hiatus for a while. I don't know when it's going to come back. I don't know if it's going to come back. I bet you if I was a betting person, which I'm not, I would say it'll definitely be back over the next month or two. But there's going to be other projects. There's going to be other mediums of things we're going to do. The feeds are going to stay open, you know, for the shows that I've done. And for anybody that's on the network here, I've let everybody know, you know, the ones that want to continue doing it are going to go to their own platform for a while. I'm not going to be producing for anybody anymore. That was a choice that I made because, pulling the onion back a little bit, my son's going in the military in a few weeks. He's leaving on August 4th. I want to spend as much time with him as I can before he goes. That's what's important. Not my fucking podcast, not putting a podcast out there for people. What's important is my family, my wife, my daughter, my parents, my wonderful friends around here and the people I love to spend time with. That's what's important. And I've lost track of that a little bit along the way. And it's not that I'm never going to do a show over the next few months or the next few weeks on some of the other ones that I do. It's not that I'm not going to. It's just I'm not going to be doing it as frequent for a bit. And I don't want to put a half-assed effort in for it because you all deserve better than that. You deserve a quality product. And I'm not going to engage myself and be around an audience of people that want to sit over there and accept things like these three people have been saying the past few weeks and the shit that they've been saying and supporting that and being around them. They're not worth my time. They're not worth my effort. And I'm not going to be doing something that is passionate to me and have that passion be taken away by a bunch of people who are complete and utter shitheads and awful people. And I'm not going to let them burn me out and get me upset or stress me out in any way. And believe me, guys, the ones doing it, you don't stress me out. You don't give me any of that shit. You're not in my league. You never will be in life. And that's just the simple fact of the matter. And it's time to take a break. It's time to take a step back. It's time to go back out there and look at what's important. And when I do come back, it's not going to be if, it's when I do come back, I want to keep doing it the right way this time. I want to focus on it for fun again. I want to focus on it for not for downloads, not for ratings, not for money, but for fun and passion that we always had for doing it before. And if those other things come from it, great. Who knows? Maybe this will be done under a completely different name. Maybe I'll stick with this name. I don't know. You know, I think these guys have really done a number on the name and tarnishing it for a little while. And they've done it out of hatred and complete and utter dickheadery, which is what they are. Just complete and utter a-holes, man. And I don't know if I want to stay under this brand name. I don't know. I mean, it's been something I've loved to do for the last 2 years of my life. And I love doing it, but it's not who I am. It's not me. I don't want to be Johnny fucking podcasting anymore. I don't want to be that person. I want to just be me, John Wanglin. I want to have fun doing it. I don't want to worry about any of the other things. I want to just do it for the right reasons. And I've talked with the guys that I've always done shows with both Jeffs and my dad and a couple other people that we've done stuff with. And that's the agreement. Is that when we bring it back and we start doing something again, it's going to be done the right way for fun. And the other stuff is just completely irrelevant to us because that's what we started off wanting to do. That was what our intention was. And that's what it's going to be when we come back and we start doing it again. So this isn't goodbye. This is see you later for now. There's going to be other things in the future that you're going to see here. I am not on social media anymore. So you cannot check me out on social media because I decided to get away from that cesspool that is called Twitter and some of the individuals that are on it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be on it. I don't want to see it. Life is better when you don't have to be honest with you. I never liked social media anyways. I used it for a business. So you're not going to see me on social media. I'm not going to tell you to check out my website because I discontinued it. I'm not going to tell you to go check me out on Instagram because that's discontinued. And I'm not going to tell you to go check me out on Facebook because my Facebook is private. It's for my friends and it's for my family. So you just got to keep your eyes open. Maybe I will be back on Twitter if I start doing shows again. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with some of those things along the way. I really just don't know right now. And I'm totally okay with not knowing what the next step is going to be right now because the future is always bright if you want it to be. We're not leaving because we're not doing well. We're at the top of our game right here on the show. We're doing better than we've ever done before. And that's why it makes it harder. A lot of people try to talk me out of doing it. A lot of people think it's a great idea, you know, to take that time out and refresh a little bit. Everybody's got a different way to look at it. But for me, I have to look at what's right for me and what's right for my family and what's right for my life. And right now, what's right for my life is to not focus on a podcast and that business side of it. And I want to focus on my family. I want to focus on my son, who I'm not going to see anymore all the time. I want to focus on being the best person I can be. I want to focus on my wife and my daughter, my friends. That's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on enjoying life and getting out there and doing the things that I enjoy. And podcasting is one of the huge things that I do enjoy, but I have other things that I enjoy way more. And this will always be here. It'll always be here. It'll be under a different feed. It'll be different under a different stuff, but the feed's not going away. It's going to be transferred off somewhere. So if I end up choosing to use it again, that it's right here for me. Or who knows? Maybe I'll just start another name. Maybe I'll never do anything in wrestling again. I just don't know. I can't give you the answers right now. But what I will tell you is we will be back sooner rather than later. This is not the end right here. It's just the beginning. And wait till you see the second coming. Because the first coming was great. The second coming is going to be even better. And it's going to be done the right way. For passion, for fun, and to do it with people I enjoy doing it with. And to not focus on the other things. It's not going to be to focus on downloads. It's not going to be to focus on money. It's going to be to focus on fun, passion, helping people, and having a good time. And it's not going to be at the expense of the most important things in life. And that's my family and my friends. In my real life. And I've taken that and I put it on the back burner. And for those that I put on the back burner trying to grow this, you know, I appreciate all the support you've given us. And I appreciate the support you've given me and that you've let me go out and chase that. This dream isn't over. It's just beginning. It's just going to be done a little bit differently. And I want to thank each and every one of you who listen, whether this is your first time, you just started listening a few weeks ago, or you've been listening since the beginning or for a really long time. I really appreciate everything that you've done to listen and check it out. Whether you love me every time or you didn't, I really appreciate you checking it out and giving me your time, giving us your time here on the show. And I really appreciate the people that I worked with along the way. Sonny, Blake, Jeff, Chris, Stan, Paul, Rob, Richie, Jeff Miller, Jeff Maxson. I don't want to miss anybody here. I just met the guys from the Butthole. Great guys, too, over there. So, I mean, I could just go down the list. There's so many people that I really appreciate. And I could just say thank you to and each and every one of you listening out there for making this a success and for making Wrestling with Reality a pretty nice podcast and with a great following and really just made it well above the expectations that I ever had for it. And I can't thank you all enough for that. It really means the world to me. And for those that out there who were the negative trolls and the ones that were saying awful things and doing awful things, I want to give you a wise piece of advice to each and every one of you is get a life, man. Get out there and start living your life and stop focusing on being hateful and hate and just having hatred in your heart and just being an awful human being to others. Stop focusing on being a bully and picking on people and trying to find weaknesses or humiliate somebody or do some shitty video. Hey, I've done it too with stuff with Crash TV style things, but these people are just another world of lowness when it comes to those things. So I guarantee they're listening and I give you that advice because you're not worth it's any bit of time to give you personally anymore. And you never were in the first place. And if you do those things to me or anybody else and you act the way that you're acting and have been acting, you really need to look in the mirror and grow up because life is too short. And at your ages, you would think that you're better than the way that you act and what you focus on and obsess on and stalk over. And that's just my piece of advice to you. Good luck to you. Hopefully you can change your ways and hopefully you can go move on and do better things. But remains to be seen on that. No ill feelings towards you, but definitely you'll never be getting a Christmas card from me for those few people. And you'll never have my support. And I hope, hopefully you guys grow up. And if you grow up, great. If you don't, the rest of your life is going to be a pretty miserable place if you act the way that you do right now. But it's a lesson for all of us. Times I've been guilty of it too. I'm sure those listeners out there, we've had moments where we haven't been at our best too. So it's a real important lesson for everybody. But this is going to be it for a bit. And I really appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate all the support and love you gave me, gave this show, gave our team. Just everything from you guys, nothing but love. And we will see each other again soon here on a show of some sorts. We will eventually reconnect. You will hear about us again in some way, shape, or form, whether it's on this show, Wrestling with Reality, or it's another one, or we're doing something completely different. This is not the end. Once again, this is just the beginning. So when we come back, when is the key word, not if, when we come back, it'll be better than ever, and it'll be done the right way this time. And if anybody, I did things along the way and I didn't do it the right way in your mind, my apologies to those individuals if I did it the wrong way, or to you if you feel that way, or maybe I overlooked certain things and I got too obsessed and focused on success too much. I've given all those apologies out to my friends and people that I care about, you know, and have said that to them personally. But hey, I say it publicly too. And anybody, if you feel that way, who's done stuff with us, and hey, my apologies then. We all get sidetracked by stuff that's the most unimportant thing in life, and that's unimportant stuff. But until the next time, we will be back. We will see you soon. I thank you for everything, always. Wrestling with Reality couldn't have been anything without all of you out there listening. And you've made my dreams come true in so many ways. And we're going to do this again together real soon in some way, shape, or form. So stay tuned. You never know when we're going to be back. You never do know. But until that time, be good to yourselves. Most importantly, though, as I always say, be good to one another. Be the best you can be. Let's make this world a better place together, not a place where we tear each other down all the time. I'll see you soon. Thanks for everything, always. Nothing but love for all of you out there listening, and all of you have been listening. Talk to you soon. Be good. Be safe. Keep your eye out. Before you know it, we may be back.
Hey everyone, this is Stan Wangler from Just Thinking. Stop on by this week and listen to some of the great podcasts we have lined up for you. Two in particular are really good shows. One is called Are We Driving Ourselves Insane? Well, are we? And the next one is called Have You Been Having a Bad Day? Did you have a bad day? Well, if you did, this is the show for you. And I bet you, when you get done listening, you'll feel a lot better. So join us.
Did you really think it was just guys that like to discuss and analyze wrestling? I'm here to tell you there's a new chick in town. My name is Sunny Salem, and I am the host of That's What She Said. Get a female perspective of all the ins and outs of the wrestling business today. But don't worry, this isn't no prissy princess show. I hold nothing back. Check out That's What She Said on all major streaming platforms.